know I got that same old Tennessee. Dick 15, bitch, you see it up. A half past where you at, pick me up. When you're all over him, I hope you're all over me. I got a king size bed, just missing a queen. Make me your first call, I'll see your last call with him. And you won't ever be single again. Oh, single again. Single again.
Country 93.5 is Jelly Roll.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. Amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. I only talk to God when I need a favor. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me.
New Country 93.5. So if you can hang out for another 15 or so minutes, coming up, we're going to talk about the note we got from Bridget, who listens to the show, and in a very exciting time in her life that's been spoiled.
Yeah, her and her husband figured out what they're going to name their new baby, which is like a huge accomplishment in itself to agree upon a name.
Super exciting.
However, after they figured that out, some intel came into Bridget about that name that they selected, and she doesn't want to use it anymore.
Wow, we'll give you the full details. Details coming up.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing less Black Keys, baby.
skies that can't communicate.
Assistant to turn us on. Hey, Google, play New Country 93.5 Toronto.
You were made to shine under southern stars, pure as mountain rain. You're the love song pouring out of this guitar, sweeter than sugar cane. You got my heart wrapped up like it's down in a holler, covered in kudzu vines. When the night feels right, I'm gonna come a-calling. I'm gonna make you mine. Your hallelujah Sunday. In my arms tonight, I can feel the beating of your heart.
I'm gonna make you
It's New Country, 93.5. Thanks so much for taking the time to pop in. If you have to pop out and miss some stuff, we have a podcast that we put up where the podcasty things are, and it's basically to keep you updated on the show.
Yeah, and if you were featured on the show at any point in time, maybe you won a prize, played a game, chatted with us, you can hear yourself again through that podcast.
Our friend Bridget, she listens to the show. She sent in a note to us. Her and her husband, they're expecting their first baby. This is very exciting.
Yeah, baby girl. And I guess her and her husband were dead set on the name Avery. They both loved it. Great. Done deal.
Yeah.
Until Bridget was chatting with her sister-in-law about the name. Bridget says, apparently my husband dated an Avery in the past.
Okay.
Now Bridget doesn't want the name at all because, you know, it's a reminder of a past life, an ex.
It's just... It's such a common name, though, Avery.
It isn't. And yeah, Bridget's wondering, would I be the jerk if I basically said, no, that name's now off the table, back to the drawing board?
Well, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, Mama Bear is going through a lot. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's kind of driving this whole birth.
Yes.
You know, Dad's just kind of there for support at this point. Mm-hmm. So, that aside... I mean, so whatever she wants, she gets, is basically what I'm saying.
A little bit, yeah.
But if we took that component out, which granted is a big one, is a big one, I would think, again, 10,000 foot looking down, it's just a name.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to agree on a name to begin with.
No.
You've got through the hard part. Now you want to do that again?
And on the other side of things, though, there's a lot of names out there. Like, there, you really can't find a different one, I mean, other than Avery.
It's tough. Listen, it's tough finding a name. And when you agree on one,
yeah,
it's like you've discovered
plutonium,
oxygen. Like, yeah. I mean, you're like, oh my gosh, such a weight is lifted. Now you're like, no, back to the drawing board. You're like, oh no.
But I completely understand this. I know my parents went through a bit of an issue when they were figuring out what to name my sister and I, because my parents were teachers.
Yeah.
So they would come up with all these names and be like, oh no, that reminds me of this kid student or that bad apple.
Right.
It took them a long time. So I get it. It takes a long time to settle on a name, but I also understand in the back of your mind, if it reminds you of something else, you might not want to have that name hanging over your head.
She didn't even know this person.
No, but
like, what kind of memory are you going to conjure up? You don't even know her.
I know. And why didn't the husband mention that?
He's oblivious. He doesn't know. He's like, you know what? She didn't mean anything to me. I don't even know. Like, Avery, I don't know. Did I? Okay, sure, if you say so.
Yeah, but if his sister brought it up.
Well, you know what? That's sus in itself right there. Like, why is she meddling?
Oh, she's not meddling.
Why is she meddling?
She's just chatting with Bridget. That's all.
Oh, so nice that you guys, you know, you're so far advanced that you're going with Avery, even though Chad dated Avery. Like, that's so big of you.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, that's
way to move past it.
Yeah, that's exactly what that came
from. I don't think that's out of the conversation. 1,000%. But no, I'm sure it was just like, oh, weird, because Chad, call him Chad, dated an Avery years ago. Interesting. I think that's
interesting.
Interesting.
There's a dig. There's a little twist of the knife. Interesting.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that neat?
Isn't neat? Get out of here. She's causing it.
I think Bridget's well within her right to want to change that name. I think that's totally okay.
What do you think?
Gave her was that hilltop place to park. Gave us them girls that stole her hearts. Gave us them books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. River rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up. Tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said.
Country? You got it. The Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
We were one drag off a cigarette. Now we didn't smoke, but we wanted to be cool. We were small town kids, all vintage. Just a couple hallway famous fools. We were way overconfident. Loving it. We were radio junkies, throwback country, suckers for the old school. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about the 98 Chevrolet. Pink IDs, low-key in dive bars. The back streets, back seats, and parked cars. I'm thinking about breakfast at midnight. Those matching tattoos and goodbye. Do you think about those days, these days, baby, like I do? Take you back to 17. Every time you smell sunscreen, baby, do you see me dancing on a Bama beach? Do you smile at the thought of it? Do you ever just reminisce? Do you see an old photo? Wish it was more than just another TBT. And goodbye.
days. I'm thinking about those days, these days. I'm thinking about the 98 Chevrolet. Think of these low-key and dive bars. The back streets, backseat, and park cars. I'm thinking about breakfast at midnight. Those mansions, tattoos, and goodbyes. Do you think about those days, these days, baby, like I do?
This Canada Day, we're turning it up Northern style. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Vote now for the songs you love and want to hear at newcountry935.com. Then listen July 1st as Terry Clark and Paul Brandt count them down. The new country top 100 Canadian countdown. Only on New Country 93.5.
The Princess Margaret Cottage Lottery is back and awarding three grand prize lakefront cottages featuring a $2.8 million Halliburton Cottage, the $2.7 million Kawarthas Cottage, and the $2.6 million Muskoka Cottage. All lakefront in Ontario's cottage country and each awarded with $50,000. Over $10 million in incredible prizes. Carry the fire and help fund life-saving cancer research. Buy tickets at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 1456195.
Time is running out to experience the world's number one musical, Disney's The Lion King. You only have a limited time left to witness this epic, visually stunning landmark event. The Lion King, now on stage at the Princess of Wales Theatre through August 30th only. See it now, remember it forever. The Lion King. Book at Mervish.com.
Warm weather is finally here. This summer, we invite you to explore Canada on your new Sea-Doo or Can-Am model. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire from Energy Power Sports. Sea-Doos are all on sale with financing starting at 0% and Can-Am side-by-sides with rebates of up to $5,000 off. You prefer to keep it on road? How about Can-Am Rikers starting at $8,999 plus tax and license or financing starting at 1.99%? Visit us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville today and let us help you find your new ride.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornbloom Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornbloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
Parks Furniture has Ashley sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture?
Nobody!
To find the one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture,
where smart people shop for furniture since 1943.
It's worth the drive to Parks.
This is Pam.
Congratulations.
This is Spam.
Congratulations.
Can you tell the difference? Bell can. We'll identify unwanted calls and help block them. For more information, visit bell.ca/call detection. Bell, peace of mind, just got better.
Appraisal, even if you don't purchase from us. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
You got love.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. So if you just popped in, Bridget having a baby with her husband, baby number one, they decided on the name Avery. Now she says, I don't like it.
Yeah, because she found out that Avery is the name of her husband's ex-girlfriend, which he for some reason didn't bring up.
You know what? So much paperwork to keep track of girlfriends' names.
Right, you got to just write them down.
Down, and then you put them somewhere on a spreadsheet. I don't know what you do. Right?
Yeah, you have no idea. You don't remember any of your girlfriend's names.
I remember some. Okay. Not all.
Give me a percentage.
I don't know. That sounds like it's a trap when you say that.
I know. It kind of is.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get to Bridget and that dilemma coming up.
Red's got fading. Let's do this right. What you drinking's what I'm drinking's got a light. We about to burn up this 9 to 5 from dusk till dawn. Man, it's on. Blue jean babies, 501s. Music's playing, yeah, we're swaying. Turn this one up. These stars are falling like confetti. So wish on one for the gone. Find someone, have some fun till it all gets lost in the light. Singing long live the night. It's a song coming on, one that everyone knows. It's a bar, it's a field, it's a sea where it goes. It's a guy and a girl.
Check it out.
Please now.
It's Russell Dickerson here. You can check out my brand new song, Happen to Me, right now.
On New Country.
I don't know who broke up with who, but she's in here chasing tequila with high noon. Don't know how long she's been moving on. Maybe 5 weeks or 5 minutes, but it can't be too long. And we did that what's your name thing. Where you from and what's your favorite drink? She said, shut up, come and dance with me. And now she's singing, girls just wanna have fun. At the top of her lungs, don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on, baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened.
one that got away. Right now I'm taking every second I can take. So we keep talking and we keep drinking, but I keep falling and she keeps on singing. Girls just wanna have fun at the top of a lawn. Don't even know she bachelored someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight, don't know what happened last week, don't know what happened to her, but she vows it happened. And I keep on falling, and she keeps on singing. Girls, girls, girls just wanna have fun at the top of a lawn. Don't even know she's about to wreck someone. And boys, I'm in trouble now, ain't even trying to get out. So come on baby, take me down, 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 yeah. Don't know what happened tonight, don't know what happened last week, don't know what happened to her, but she bound to happen to me.
New Country 93.5. Great to have you along. So happy that you made some time for us. If you just rolled in, we're trying to address the situation with our friend Bridget.
Her and her husband are expecting a baby girl. They were dead set on the name Avery. No problem. Got it all figured out. But then the sister-in-law told Bridget, hey, the husband used to date an Avery. Isn't that fun?
Why is she messing around? Why is she messing around?
So Bridget's wondering, like, would I be a jerk if I just decided, hey, we can't use the name Avery anymore? That's the name of your ex.
What if it was the middle name to my grandmother?
Oh.
And I really wanted Avery. You loved my grandmother. I love my grandmother.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, but we don't know that.
I know. I just threw that in as a twist.
Right now, it just sounds like it's an ex-girlfriend's name, and that's it.
And we're using we don't know his name, the husband. We're calling him Chad.
Chad, sure.
So if I was Chad, that's what I would drop. I would. I said, well, that's my grandmother's middle name.
Yeah, it's family name that's been passed down generations to generations.
So when I say Avery, that's who I conjure up in my head. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. I just find it really weird that he did not make that connection. When they were discussing the name Avery, he didn't say at any point.
It's simple. He just doesn't remember.
I don't. Do you not remember all the names of every girl you've ever dated?
Okay, this is not about me now.
No, but really, every girl you ever dated, you know their name.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sure can.
All right.
Anytime you want me to recite those names, I can write them down on a list.
All the girls that you dated in your 20s.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That was a long time ago, sorry.
Okay. No, that's just not fair. That's just not fair. And that's my point, is like, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. And the list is just so long.
Listen, talking about a hottie over here.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
I had some game.
I forget.
Yeah,
I forget.
I know.
But
thank you. Thank you for forgetting.
Yeah. What?
What? Okay. Sydney, do you think for just a second that, you know, Bridget's, she has a point here or what? What would you do?
I mean, I would change the name.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I would definitely change the name. Like an old girlfriend, I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's just not
I can't
cool.
keep track of the girlfriend's names.
That long line.
Right? I can't keep track of all of them.
Do you think it's weird that the husband didn't mention that?
That's what I mean. He's like, oh, yeah, I didn't even cross my mind. Like, it's not even on my radar, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, was it the friend that brought it up? Thing that wasn't old, or was it?
No, it was his dumb sister who said
sister.
Spilled the beans.
Okay, see, I think the sisters have a long memory. I would know. Okay. I am one.
True.
I feel like if the sister still knows that that was an old girlfriend's name, whether he says it or not, I feel like he would know as well.
I don't know.
Whether he mentions it or not.
Guys are dumb.
That means that that ex-girlfriend met the sister, probably,
exactly.
At some point in time.
Sure.
So it was serious.
It's a significant relationship.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, this sounds exactly like what would happen. You guys are just piling on things, and this poor fellow's like, I guess I went out with an Avery. I don't know.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours, yeah. Take it all. Baby, I don't ever want it back. Through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
Do you fall out of sleep or does it take you a minute? If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern drawl? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom. And I know that it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, yeah. Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine? Like I do this whiskey, how do you miss me? Girl, are you tired? Ask how I've been. Drop out a text, but you don't hit send. Is it now? Now, I know that you do, I just gotta know how. How do you miss me? Yeah, baby, how do you miss me?
wine like I do this whiskey.
How do you miss me? Girl, are you tired? Ask how I'm doing. Talk about a text, but you don't hit me. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do.
Toronto's new country.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. The Casey Clark Show.
Thanks to Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian. With locations throughout southern Ontario. Visit MonteCarloInns.com.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Legend has foretold of a smoothie so delicious and refreshing that it could quench the thirst of a fire-breathing dragon.
But it's also a great pick-me-up after a workout. The new Dragon Slayer Smoothie from Booster Juice, a legendary blend of dragon fruit and mangoes destined to be your next obsession. Try it today along with the new Dragon Booster Ball and the Pink Dragon Booster Mixer.
Three epic menu items to conquer your cravings. Booster Juice, Canadian born, blending since 1999.
Some people say we're herb obsessed. And you know what? They're right. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm. Before we grew into Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, our passion was helping our family and friends. And our herbal products work so well, why not help every Canadian family? From allergy relief and sleep support to immune support and more, as nature intended. Find us at your favorite local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step Into Summer with Lori Vella.
Step into summer with flip-flop sandals, now on our brand new website, walkingonacloudshoes.com. Loved for their on-trend style, shimmering finishes, and ergonomic comfort, flip-flop sandals keep you looking and feeling great all day long. We're Walking on a Cloud, a proudly Canadian family-owned shoe store. Shop flip-flop in-store or online at walkingonacloudshoes.com.
Walking on a Cloud.
Real Canadian Superstore is issuing a hot deal warning. This week, get corn for only 33 cents a cob. Those are some sweet summer savings. Bask in the glow of low prices all summer long at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJFM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
Straight from Nashville, and he's coming back home.
Can't blame my brother line for the things I do.
Dallas Alexander, this Saturday at Adelaide Hall. Catch Canada's Own live on stage, playing his most beloved songs, including his new single out soon, Seven Words.
You ended us with seven words.
Don't miss it. Dallas Alexander, one night only. Doors open at 7 this Saturday at Adelaide Hall. Get your tickets now at dallasalexander.ca.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat. Just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every shorthanded breakaway, every perfectly timed one-timer, and every desperation overtime save. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong.
missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on the left, Jack on the right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? And I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a white knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Yeah, telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? And I got friends like that.
Toronto's new country, 93.5.
This is unbelievable. This is turning into, like, it's making me sound awful, and I have nothing to do with this, Bridget.
Oh.
But it's making me sound awful because I can't remember names from my past.
I know. So Bridget's situation is they had agreed, her and her husband, on a baby name. It was Avery. And then Bridget eventually found out from the sister-in-law that her husband had dated an Avery.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to use the name anymore. And you were saying that, oh, well, he probably doesn't remember
probably
that
doesn't
he
remember.
Dated an Avery. But think about it. Think about, this is a wonderful practice for anybody. Think about everyone that you've dated in your life. You remember all their names, right?
Sure.
How do you not remember their
names?
I don't
know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I do.
Are you that cold-hearted?
Oh,
are
here
you,
we go.
Do
see,
you have
this
that
is
much of a this, black heart?
This is what I mean. So all of a sudden, just because I can't remember one or two or three or five names, whatever, then all of a sudden I'm painted in a different corner.
And I understand if maybe you only went on like a date or two and it was just a flash in the pan. That's okay. But like if you fully like boyfriend-girlfriend someone,
what?
You remember their name, don't
fully
you?
Fully boyfriend, girlfriend, someone?
Like you were official.
Yeah.
You remember all their names, right?
There's, in high school, is either Colleen or Corrine. Help me out there. Is there
there was a Karen.
Oh, no, I remember that.
Yeah. That was significant.
She tracked me down.
Right. She can't get enough.
Wow. But yeah, there's someone like that.
Like a Karina or something?
Sure.
Okay.
That sounds close. See, that's what I mean. I don't know.
My goodness.
What do you mean?
You got to figure that out.
Why? What's to figure out?
I mean,
out?
You're past it. It's
yeah.
fine now. But
so I'm just saying, for example, he probably doesn't remember. And it's a real thing.
That's an issue in itself. Let's park the whole baby name thing.
Gosh.
Come on.
Unbelievable. Lars, do you think that this Bridget, she has a case here?
No, that's perfectly reasonable. If you're naming a kid, I mean, you know, you're going to have to say that name for the rest of your life. And if that's the first thing that comes to your mind every time,
yes.
Not really a good thing. There's a few names out there that I probably wouldn't choose just because of you know, people that I've met or known in my life. So I think that's perfectly reasonable to go back to the drawing board on there.
Yeah.
No way.
That is so true.
Come on. It's just a name.
I know.
If you both agreed on it already.
But she didn't know about the whole X factor.
Well, okay.
Exactly.
But the yeah. X was
if they had
an
known
X.
About that before, they wouldn't have went with it.
Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe me a farmhouse, buy me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind blowing, carrying me to the wide open. White lines rolling in the tires smoking. It wouldn't be the rear view I'm looking in.
Five is Morgan Wallen.
I ain't saying that I always sleep alone. I ain't saying that I ain't met no one else. Done a little bit of midnight moving on. And I ain't saying when I do that it don't help. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Hey, I can forget you, girl, for good, even though I should. I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case, just in case. I always take it to the edge, then I back it up. They don't know I got a reason for acting up. I ain't felt a damn thing, baby, after us. Yeah, I'm just hoping you'll come back to us. That's wishful thinking, baby, honestly. But I know you ain't forgotten me. So I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. You lay down needing what I used to do. Every now and then I go get a taste. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. Just in case. Leave with someone I don't know her name. Pull her real close, but I leave some space. Yeah, I could have three words on my tongue, but I won't ever say them, cause I never let my heart go all the way. Every time I try, I just hit the brakes. And there's always a couple trying to take your place. But I never fall in love, baby, just in case. You wake up wanting me out of the blue. Just in case, just in case.
The Casey Clark Show, New Country 93.5.
He ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Those eyes coming through the door, bluer than an ice cold can of Coors. That payback dress painted on, I tell somebody must have done you wrong. When you sat down, said whatever you're having I'll have the same. I said how about we get to forgetting about what's his name. He ain't worth the double you're drinking.
she thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Glass keeps getting closer to mine. There's a green light glowing in your neon eyes. Our next round vision, someone two-stepping with a guy like me is what you need tonight. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause you broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? Take a shot, take a shot, take a shot on me. Let's have a night, get that guy. Baby, take a shot on me. Take a shot on me. He ain't worth the double you're drinking, leaving you single. What was he thinking? Misery loves company, so why not take a shot on me? If you're in this bar cause he broke your heart, baby, it ain't hard to see that he ain't worth the double you're drinking. Why not take a shot on me? If he ain't worth the double you're drinking, why not take a shot on me? Yeah, why not take a shot on me? Why not take a shot on me?
New Country 93.5. So we're going to talk about procrastination. This is something that I'm finding myself falling into a rhythm and of procrastinating. And that's, hey, listen, that's not me.
Do you think that your tasks are getting more like annoying and difficult? And that's why you're getting into this point in your life where you're putting them off more?
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly that. And I start forgetting a lot more now.
That I believe.
So maybe it's not really procrastination more than memory loss.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I don't think that doesn't sound good either.
It doesn't. Neither does.
Do you procrastinate coming up?
You're on the phone with your girlfriend. She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in my room. It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. Laughing on a